And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Remember this scene from Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers? Treebeard, Pippin, and Merry come upon the wasted forests of Isengard. Treebeard, a giant tree himself, laments,
"Many of these trees were my friends. Creatures I had known from Nut and Acorn."
"I'm sorry, Treebeard."
"They had voices of their own."
Voices of their own. Tolkien might have been onto something. Scientists around the world have learned that trees do indeed make sounds. And now a team of physicists in France have determined specifically what sounds trees make when they're thirsty for water. As it turns out, there are a lot of thirsty trees out there. 2 out of 3 trees are dangerously parched the world over. At least, that's what a study published in Nature determined late last year. Biologists looked at hundreds of tree species in 80 locations around the world and found,
"If you increase a little bit the stress, potentially a lot of trees may die from these drought events."
That's Dr. Alexander Ponomarenko. Now, you can't use the human eye to detect a tree in desperate need of water. Well, water trees look virtually the same as their thirsty brethren. So Ponomarenko led a team of physicists at the University of Grenoble in France to detect tree stress through sound.
But they didn't know exactly where the sound is coming from. So this is where we start to work.
They designed a sensitive microphone to attach to the tree to monitor the sounds. And this is what they heard. Are you ready? Hear that? It was quick, I know. So let's take it again.
We saw in our studies that every time there is a sound, there were a bubble appearing inside the tree.
And when those little bubbles appear, the tree is thirsty.
When a bubble appears, it can trigger other bubbles around, and it's very, very bad for the tree.
Don't try this at home, though. These sounds are slowed down 1,000 times so that they can be heard by the human ear. Not all hope is lost. Dr. Ponomarenko says that as his team compiles data, they can pinpoint exactly when trees want water. The thirstier they are, the louder they become. He says one day scientists or park rangers or anyone can carry these light, specialized microphones out into the field and know just when our forests are on the brink of disaster. Then we have to learn how to save them.